Welcome to Time with Abba, Depression Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is September 19, Wednesday. Day 254. Today's topic: salvation or slavery? Strength or burnout? Your choice. Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God. Breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to work in you. Let us pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood, and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift, to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The Word, Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 105, verses 16 to 22, Isaiah chapter 30, verse 12 to chapter 33, verse 12, Galatians chapter 5, verses 1 to 12, Proverbs 23, verse 22. Now pause here. Please read all four passages first before reading my sharing. My listening. The topic I received from Jesus is salvation or slavery, strength or burnout, your choice. Today I received a friend's email. Yesterday I emailed a prayer request for our daughter, Sarah, age 37, who had an anxiety attack with slight chest pains and sweating. She was feeling better than she was, but not well. She couldn't get an appointment with her doctor until next Tuesday. I asked for prayers for rest, calm, healing, and peace. This is a message. I think today's message can surely help Sarah and many who are in anxiety attack, in depression, or even in the edge of taking their own lives. Number one, only Jesus can free us from all kinds of slavery. Anxiety and depression are two of many kinds of slavery. We always worry. For all kinds of things. Not enough money. Not healthy. broken family relationship or other broken relationship, seemingly no future, wow, and many more. In today's Galatians chapter 5, verse 1, it says, Paul says, "It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then, and do not let yourself be burdened again by a yoke of slavery." Paul tells us that Jesus already freed us, and we need to stand firm to be with Jesus always, so that we will not be pulled into slavery again. We are free. Number two, how to be in that freedom continuously. That's one of my most favorite golden words today, Isaiah chapter 30, verses 15 to 16. This is what the Sovereign Lord, the Holy One of Israel, says: "In repentance and rest is your salvation. In quietness and trust is your strength. But you would have none of it. You said, 'No, we will flee on horses.' Therefore, you will flee. You said, 'We will ride off on swift horses.' Therefore, your pursuers will be swift." Our freedom of no more in slavery of anything comes from salvation. Today's Isaiah chapter 30, verses 15 to 26, tells us that to be saved, to be in salvation, we need to repent of our choosing the way away from God and return to God so that we can rest in God. That's shalom. Yeah. The Hebrew word for peace. And that's how we are in the presence of God. That is true resting. Like a baby cry for a long time because he waits for his mom and he is lonely. Once his mom hold him and he is at true rest. You need to have more time to be with Jesus each day so that you won't like what Isaiah chapter 30 verses 15b to 17. But you would have none of it. You said, "No, we will flee on horses. Therefore, you will flee." You said, "We will ride off on swift horses. Therefore, your pursuers will be swift." If we choose not to be held firmly by God each day, we choose to run like horses, we will burn out, powerless. Number three, God allows adversity to happen in order that you can be willing to allow God send teachers to show you his way and be free. That's what it says in Isaiah chapter 30, verses 18 to 23. "Yet the Lord longs to be gracious to you. Therefore, he will rise up to show you compassion. For the Lord is a God of justice. Blessed are all who wait for him. People of Zion, who live in Jerusalem, you will weep no more. How gracious he will be when you cry for help. As soon as he hears, he will answer you. Although the Lord gives you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, your teachers will be hidden no more. With your own eyes you will see them. Whether you turn to the right or to the left, your ears will hear a voice behind you saying, 'This is the way, walk in it.' Then you will desecrate your idols, overlaid with silver, and your images covered with gold. You will throw them away like a menstrual cloth and say to them, 'Away with you.' He will also send you rain for the seed you sow in the ground, and the food that comes from the land will be rich and plentiful. In that day, your cattle will graze in broad meadows." May you be willing to be with Jesus each day in a very simple but restful way, so that you are free and enjoying your freedom in God each day. And please pray for Sarah that she can be free from anxiety attack. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us to be able to be with you so that we can be free each day. And please help Sarah that she can be free from anxiety attack. Now, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, do you think sometimes you go back to slavery? If that is what is happening in your life now, what you need to do? Number two, how can you make use of today's messages to enjoy that freedom and rest in God daily? Number three, what have you received from Jesus today? May the Lord bless you.